You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the ordinary experiences that we all encounter in our everyday life and how to turn those moments into positive momentum and forward progress in our lives. Now, this week, I'm pretty excited because I get to revert to childhood a little bit, and I want to talk about magic. I want to talk about that unexplained, where you see things that you just know you can't believe and it can't possibly be true, but you just witnessed it, you observed it. And I want to talk about magic in our lives today and how in the world that happens and why that's relevant to each one of us. Now, I know that you're thinking magic isn't real, or Mike, they're just card tricks, man. Take a break, sit down a little bit and go watch a how-to video on YouTube. And I know, and I actually love that kind of magic too. But what I want to talk about is the magic that comes from our words and the words that we speak and the words that we hear and what it means to use magic, what magic in those situations means, and how that impacts so much of our life with something that sounds like it's a trick or it's made up. But now I want you to think about a time that somebody said something to you that was negative, something that made you feel bad. They said something like, you can't do this, you shouldn't do that, you're too this, you're not enough that. Whatever the thing is, think about that in your mind for just a quick second. Now, those words by themselves really had no real meaning or value other than they were just a string of letters that became sounds that were spoken into the air by vibrating vocal cords, right? Has no real meaning. But in that moment that they were said, you took those and you created something out of those words. You created a feeling. You created a response. Maybe you're still living that response today because of who spoke those words or who said them. Maybe you're saying those words to yourself right now. Maybe you're saying, I'm not good enough for this, or there's no way that I could ever that. And then you're hearing them and then you're believing them and you're creating a life. You're creating a pattern of behaviors out of nothing. And if you think about what is the greatest trick, what is the greatest magic trick in the entire world that you could ever imagine there being? Would it be if somebody just created something out of nothing? Somebody took something that was meaningless and empty and void and suddenly said something and a new event was created, a new life was created? Would that be a great magic trick? And now I know that, yes, maybe you're thinking to yourself, this is a reach, Mike. Okay, nobody's really creating anything. But think about it for a minute. Think about what that negative feedback was and how that has driven decisions that you've made, actions that you've taken, things that you've done. What have you done to make people like you more because they told you that they didn't like you because you weren't doing the things that they wanted you to do? You just created a whole pattern of actions from words that somebody spoke. And that, to me, that is magic. That is something that is really incredible, the ability to create something out of nothing just by speaking words. And that now I want you to pause and take a moment to think about something positive that somebody said to you. Somebody told you, you can make it. You can do this. You can pull through. You've got this. Wow, what an incredible thing that you've done. Wow, I'm so impressed. I'm so stunned. I'm in shock. I'm in awe. This is incredible. I can't believe that a human being was capable of this. And now suddenly you feel pride. You feel encouraged. You feel like you can do something. And you continue to do that action. And you continue to push forward and move forward because somebody spoke something into existence. Somebody spoke a spark of hope and enlivenment into your life. And now you feel like you can do something. You're there. You're ready. You're prepared because somebody just performed magic by saying something that became something else. And now you're ready to take on those things. You feel encouraged and inspired. You know that there's something there for you. You know that there's somebody who believes in you and is ready to support you and back you. And even if it's just a one-time, one-off thing that maybe was a throwaway sentence from them, now they've spoken words into existence. And now you've heard those things and now you're reacting and you're responding and a whole new wave of life and opportunity is created from that one moment of speaking something. And if you're going to tell me that that's not a magical experience, that the ability for something that is said to become an action and a real tangible thing in life, if that isn't what magic is, then, well, I guess maybe I'm not that sure what magic is. But to me, that is an incredible magic trick. That's an experience of something that is inexplicable, that there's no reason for those words to matter. There's no reason for those things to impact us, but they do. And now I want you to think about how you're the only one who can make that magic happen. Until you decide when you hear those words, and those words oftentimes come from inside of us. We find ourselves saying things out loud or in our minds of, I couldn't do that. I can't, I won't, I shouldn't, or I know I can, I will, I must. And we watch things become. We go from being unable to do one pull-up to now I can do 10 pull-ups. And yes, there's work in between, but the only reason that we do the work is because we convince ourselves in our mind that we can. And it takes a little bit of time for that magic to occur. But by saying it, by starting, by speaking it, we begin to create something new and incredible, new skills, abilities, passions, and outcomes that would never have happened without speaking it into existence. And now I'm going to use a little play on words because I love that kind of thing. And if you think about every word uses letters in a certain order, and we call that spelling. And so if you want to say, I put a spell on my life, yeah, I know it's corny and it's a reach, but isn't that kind of a cool way to think about it? That everything that we do, we can create, we can use magic in our own lives by saying that we're going to accomplish something. Instead of saying something bad or negative or down about ourselves, we can say something positive and encouraging and uplifting and motivating about ourselves and into our lives and use that to drive outcomes. We can actually speak a magical enchantment into our lives by saying, I can, I will, I must, and continuing to say, I can, I will, I must, I can, I will, I must. It doesn't matter if it happens right away. It may not. It likely won't, but it will happen because you're going to keep saying it, and then you're going to do the things that make that happen, and you can create that magic in your life. And the other side of that too is when somebody else tries to speak something negative into your life and they tell you, you can't, you won't, you shouldn't, all of those things, you also can decide, you can determine, are you going to turn those words into something real? Are you going to create something out of that negative enchantment, that negative spell that somebody put on you? And don't get too stuck on using enchantment and spell, because it's just saying that how we respond to things that are in our control and out of our control, anybody can say anything that they want. We can't stop them. We can't prevent them from doing things that are harmful to us all the time. But what we can do is we can decide, how am I going to respond to this? How am I going to react? What is the outcome of this when this person says their spell, when they use their magical words of, you're a loser, you suck, you can't? Are we going to accept that? Are we going to believe that that is real, that we have to respond to that in our lives? We don't. We don't have to respond to that. We don't have to accept that. We can choose. We can choose to say, no, I'm not. What a ridiculous thing to say. You sound like a fool. You may as well have just said abracadabra because you sound ridiculous. What a crazy thing to say when I know that I can. I know that I'm capable. I know that I will. You can call me a loser. You can call me a failure, but I know. I know that I'm not, because I already have that magic occurring in my life. I already am achieving those outcomes because I know that I will, because I believe it with everything in me, and I say it and I repeat it to myself. And then I use that those magical words that I'm saying to myself of, you can, you will, you must. And I'm using those, and I'm driving outcomes as a result of speaking those things into existence in my life. And I'm not saying that just because you say something nice to yourself that you're going to end up with a nice outcome. But what I am saying is that if you continue to say things and reinforce positive things in your life, believe them over and over again. When you read success stories, say, why not me? If they can, why not me? What do they have that you don't have? And the answer in most cases is very little, or sometimes you even have more than them. And if you just keep looking at those stories, and instead of saying, there's no way that I could ever do that, they're just people like you. What those success stories are opportunities for you to listen and see that it's just a person performing something in a different way than had been done previously. And now you have the opportunity to do the same thing, that you can look at everything that's going on in the world. And instead of saying, I couldn't, and instead of believing those negative things that are being said all the time, they're everywhere around us. We always hear, you can't, you shouldn't, you ought not to, this will happen if you do. You always hear the warnings and the cautions, and you're put down. All of these things surround us in our lives every day. There's negativity all around us. And we can choose whether or not we accept that as what we're going to grow and build and develop in our lives, or we can leave those as ridiculous incantations that somebody else is saying of, you can say that I can't, but all I hear is abracadabra, and I know that that's not real. That rabbit was already in the hat. You didn't just create anything. All that it is you're just saying noise. And I don't have to believe that. I don't have to accept that, because I know that I can, I will, I must, and I'm going to achieve and accomplish these things. I'm going to be healthy and well and successful. I'm going to do these things. And the more that we say those things and repeat those things in our minds, the better off we're going to be, and the more likely we are to achieve that. And we can become the magician. We can create the future that we want to see in our lives. We can do really incredible things out of nothing. And we know that we can, because we've seen it 1,000 times. For all of the negativity that's out there, there's something positive on the other side of it. For every failure, there's an incredible success. And we can choose which one we're going to become. Do we accept those failures? Do we accept when somebody else says something negative or unfavorable towards us? No, we don't accept that. We move on from that. We don't give that value in our minds. We don't give that meaning in our hearts. All that those are noises. Those are sounds. They have no meaning. All that they are is a spell of nothingness that we can ignore, because I don't believe that you have the ability to impact my life. I only believe that I have the ability to impact my life, and I can choose how I respond and what I'm going to do next. And using those responses, I can become the magician, and I can create something great and incredible and remarkable and special and powerful and passionate and fulfilling in my life, because I don't have to believe whatever the spell is that somebody else is trying to speak into my life. I don't have to believe those negative things. I can leave that all behind, and I can move on from it, and I can do the things that I know are going to drive the outcomes that I want to achieve in my life. Thanks for tuning into my podcast this week. I appreciate it every time that you tune in. If you liked what you heard today, check out my website. I'd be happy to share more with you. MichaelJRoach.com. That's MichaelJRoach.com. I appreciate you tuning in. I know that you have something great inside of you. Believe that you're a magician and create something incredible out of your life.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. The Shawnee Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.